free. 855-450-FREE. Sickle CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features that we will share with you there. And enjoy them all free. Unlike those other talk show hosts, our site is free to use. So go to freetalklive.com, get interactive there, create the content on the site. It's all been put there by listeners just like you, voted on by listeners like you. Go to freetalklive.com and see what that's all about. With you tonight in studio is Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Let's go to the phones and to you and your thoughts. Then I got a Facebook question that came in. We'll go to Tom, though, first. Listening in New Hampshire, you're on Free Talk Live, Tom.
Yeah, it's about this quote from C.S. Lewis, and it's very relevant nowadays. Of all tyrannies, a tyranny exercised for the good of its victims may be the most oppressive. It may be better to live under robber barons than under omnipotent moral busybodies. The robber baron's cruelty may sometimes sleep, his cupidity may at some point be satiated, but those who torment us for our own good will torment us without end, for they do so with the approval of their own conscience.
Mm.
Okay, now, obviously when they're resorting to violence, and if you're limiting yourselves to nonviolence, what I think the most effective issue, short of armed resistance, as far as like Free Talk Live and trying to reason with these people, is
these
to remind
people.
Them, hey, maybe by preventing me from getting hold of those nasty drugs, maybe you stopped me from overdosing. And maybe you'll wish you hadn't. I'll bet you some politicians maybe they think they saved my life. Maybe if I remind them, maybe they wish they hadn't by now. You know, maybe if...
meaning that they would wish that you had overdosed on drugs so you wouldn't be around to oppose them?
I wouldn't be here telling them off right now.
Pitch them on social Darwinism.
Because they have so many gun-toting goons in bulletproof vests intimidating me, reminding them that if they enjoy that warm feeling they get from protecting me, they can get a warmer feeling by pouring gasoline all over themselves and lighting a match. And
oh, my.
You know, this kind of hostility can help break through the denial. See, some of them are so far gone, they expect gratitude.
Hostility is really good at helping people break through denial. Putting them in a state where they're defensive and threatened.
They're so deep in denial because they think that all they have to do is babble out their excuse.
When's the last time a government guy lit himself on fire?
I don't see it happening that
they're going
to do it, but they will get out of the idea that they are going to get gratitude from the victims of these drug laws, and they'll say, well, fine, if that's the way you've got to be about it, especially since I've already, you can tell them I've already resolved, for example, that I'm never going to render aid to a cop in distress. I'll let them suffer the consequences.
Oof.
Stuff like that.
Yeah, I'm not that kind of guy, Tom. I thank you for the call tonight. Appreciate hearing from you. Look,
if you render aid to someone, then that person's going to be grateful to you.
Yeah. They might be more likely to listen to what you have to say if you are helpful to them. And I was having a nice conversation with Lieutenant Shane Maxfield here in Keene, who is somebody that we actually did a ride along with, Julia, you and I, a long time ago after we first moved up here. Wasn't
yep,
too long after
nice
that.
Nice guy.
Yep. And he's a guy who's listened to the show a number of times. He supports ending the war on drugs, but won't actually come out and join law enforcement against prohibition. Because he's afraid of the consequences of what might happen, you know, as far as his
a testament
his
to
job.
What kind of culture is common in police departments.
You mean intimidation?
Yeah.
Yeah. So I got to see Shane on the streets because recently he's been dealing with, I guess, running the traffic division and has been kind of stuck in behind a desk, and he isn't much like that kind of role. So get to have a nice chat with him. And it's always a good time to talk to Shane because, you know, we can communicate with one another. And even though we might not necessarily agree on things, there's communication going on, and we certainly agree on some things. So cops are human beings.
It's really dangerous, I think, to label anyone who doesn't agree with this position, and also government bureaucrats, it's really dangerous to label them as enemies, I think, because every single one of us knows somebody in our family or you know, somebody
well,
maybe
we
went to school
one.
With.
I mean,
exactly, and I don't know about you, but I did not come out of the womb a principled libertarian. Ian might have, but...
I don't think Ian did either. I did a show with him.
I was anti-authority from as long as I can remember.
But that doesn't make you principled.
No,
and
it doesn't.
And that's really the thing that when you... when you hurt the least of these, you're hurting yourself. When you're casting dispersions at those folks, you're casting dispersions at people like you. Because when we started doing this show in 2002, Ian, you were just sort of your average libertarian, mm-hmm. and I was just a Rush Limbaugh ditto head who, you know, could be talked to about marijuana.
Yeah, that's about right.
And that was really about it. And then little by little, as time goes by with the listeners making, you know, relevant points and things like that, we've come to the, you know, conclusions that we've come to, but
Tom's the kind of guy, he reminds me of Scott the Bigot in some ways. Like, you get the feeling that he is so angry at this one group. Like, Scott the Bigot's angry at people who are different color and gender than him. But this guy is angry at, well, he's homophobic. That didn't come out in his call tonight. But he's also angry at the police and the government guys big time.
It's easy to be angry at the government guys and the police.
I've been angry at them before. I get it. And then I had a turning point in my life where I wasn't anymore. And I think that being able to really connect with the government guys was a major factor that helped me get over that issue.
Well, we're fortunate in Keene, New Hampshire. The government is very accessible here. The police officers are pretty nice for police officers.
Yes.
They've done some things that are less than honorable, but overall, you can talk to them. They're not too scary to approach.
Right.
And I think that when you do that, when you alienate them and dehumanize them and talk about them in the way that Tom was talking about it, not only will you not convince them, but you're not going to convince anybody that your ideas are worthwhile, because all of these other people have, you know, my brother's a cop. He's not a bad guy. Why would you say things about him like that?
Or my neighbor's a cop.
Right.
Yeah.
So it's just, it's ineffective and it's not nice.
But on the other hand, I'm not going to back down from holding them accountable. Like, when they do something wrong, I'm going to call them out for doing something wrong. But similarly, when they do something right, I'm going to thank them and appreciate them for doing something right, because they need to have feedback. If all they think is that the people just love us.
I don't know if they think that.
Or that activists just hate them.
Yeah, I would say that's more accurate.
Well, there is a culture of cop lovers around. I mean, if you look at the video that we were talking about over the weekend with Derek J. having his door opened on his car, this is now the number one video. On Friday, when we had a demo on to talk about it, it was the number three video on Cop Block. It had shot up big time, and it jumped up another 100,000 views between Friday and Saturday. There's a huge amount of police worship and just the flating of our protectors on there, as though, oh, they're just doing their jobs, and you voted for these laws, and you wanted these laws. So
you don't
now
vote
you've
for laws.
It. Well, that's what they believe. They believe you vote for the people who made the laws, so therefore you must want all of these laws, like car inspections and things like that. So there is a pretty big police-worshipping culture out there, and it's tough to deal with that. And I'm sure, you know, in the same way that we're kind of seeped in our liberty culture, because a lot of us are surrounded by people that believe in similar ideas. Similarly, the police are surrounded by people, except for some of the thugs that they might deal with in their, you know, day-to-day job. They're surrounded by their cheerleaders as well. So I think it's important for average folks to give them feedback about what they don't appreciate and let them know that they do appreciate the things they do right. Like when they pulled out the parking meters here in Keene, I told the chief of police, thank you for that. I said that, you know, you did the right thing. I appreciate that. So I think feedback's important, and the more of it they get, the better.
Well, fortunately, we're in a city where you really can give feedback. There are a lot of police officers that are difficult to approach.
Oh,
they
don't
want to hear your feedback, and you certainly can't go into the department and give your feedback.
No doubt about it. And here is this is a place, and that's one of the reasons why New Hampshire is such a great destination for liberty activists, because even in a place like Manchester, which is four times the size of Keene, you can still connect with these people. You can still, you know who most of the cops are in that area. In fact, I've got a Manchester story about a police officer there who was busted for DUI, and not just any old cop, but the head of the city police union. Oops. 855-450-FREE. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, and you can take control of the airwaves here. Bring up whatever's on your mind. 855-450-3733. This is Free Talk Live.
A science fiction comic adventure from Big Head Press. Quantum Vibe.
It's year 2523. There are colonies on Venus, Mars, and Mercury. brain implants and artificial gravity. A scientific genius and his clever assistant set out on an adventure through the solar system on a secret mission to find the key to access new frontiers and save liberty. Quantum vibe. There's a robot girl and zany creatures made with genetically engineered features and corporate villains.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw of free enterprise, or is our monetary unit, we call the Federal Reserve Note, forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
You store guns, ammo, and food and water. But do you store peace of mind when it comes to your firearms? Now you can with DuraCoat. The last thing anyone needs is a firearm that won't work when you need it most. Improve the factory finish and DuraCoat your firearms once for a lifetime of protection against rust and corrosion. And DuraCoat also protects against water, salt water, mud, grime, or whatever nature throws at you. The DuraCoat Shake and Spray Finishing Kit has everything you need to finish a complete firearm for just $34.95. No need for an airbrush or other spray equipment. Just degrease, then spray on DuraCoat and let dry for a lifetime of protection. DuraCoat is the simplest and most user-friendly firearm finish you can buy. Use DuraCoat on knives, camping equipment, or anything metal, plastic, or wood you want to protect from the elements. Call 800-830-6677 or visit DuraCoat.net. Spelled DuraCoat.net. DuraCoat, the finest firearm finish on the planet.
Here it comes, another cold and flu season. Get ready for it and save now during the pre-winter sale at HerbalHealer.com. Don't be without powerful natural flu fighters like elderberry power capsules. They support the immune system and they have antiviral properties. Another powerful antiviral is olive leaf capsules, highly recommended by Herbal Healer Academy. Also on sale is Physician Strength Oregacillin, a savior for the lungs. It fights bacteria, virus, and fungus. Our famous four herb capsules are a gentle liver cleanser and can be taken daily. Also featured this winter are the homeopathic detoxes, liver, kidney, lung, lymph, whole body, and brain detox on sale. And remember, as always, new customers get a free 128-page catalog with your order. Log on and hit the pre-winter specials at HerbalHealer.com. Healing the world with nature, one person at a time, since 1988.
Now, more Free Talk Live. Dial in at 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can dial in toll free and bring up what you want at 855-453. That number is toll free and brought to you by SACL CAI. 1-855-450-3733. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the features. We give them away. Once again, freetalklive.com. With you tonight, it's Ian.
And Julia.
And Mark.
Let's go right back into your phone calls. But first, Mark, tell me about SACL CAI.
Yeah, SACL CAI is a company that handles accounts receivable. And if you've got a business and the task of collecting on accounts receivable is arduous for you, vexing, well, try SACL CAI. They're going to handle that situation for you. They're going to expedite you getting your payments, and they're going to treat your customers the way you would treat your customers. It's SACL CAI, and you can see their banner at freetalklive.com. It's top one on the right-hand side of the page. That's SACL CAI. And the principals over there are principled, liberty-loving individuals. SACL CAI.
Let's go to David listening in Keene, New Hampshire, to Liberty 94.3. Hey, David.
Greetings.
Hey, what's on your mind tonight?
I was going to say, I was listening the other night, and I heard someone say that all cops were bad. I believe it was a demo. And I thought
a demo? Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, a demo and I were arguing about that.
Yeah, and I thought I thought he hit the nail on the head because I think they are, too.
How so?
Why do you think that?
Upon what do you base that?
They're complicit. They're complicit. If there's a bad one, they don't care. They don't do anything. They don't help. And so
I get it, and I think that's a strong argument that if there are bad cops, that the good cops won't do anything to out them, won't do anything to get them in trouble. You know, just because they're not doing that doesn't mean they're not good. It just might mean they're afraid. And plenty of people are afraid, right?
Well, yeah, but...
I do all kinds of things that I would prefer not to do, like pay taxes, for example, because I feel like I have no choice.
Because you're afraid.
I guess. I mean, honestly...
There is a choice.
No, because I work a job and they take it... I don't have that choice.
Could you do no withholding?
You can do exempt, but it depends on the company you work for, but, like, my company looks at them, and if you're not exempt, they'll give it back to you and say, fill this out correctly.
How would they know if you're not exempt?
There are, there's rules on what qualifies you for exemption.
Hmm.
Well, yeah, I worked with law enforcement for many years, and, you know, what I would say is that there's a second set of books out there, that there's the law books that everybody says, oh, yeah, we're law enforcement officers, and this is what we do, we enforce the law, and that's the banner that they wear. But amongst themselves, what they say is that, look, there's a right way and a wrong way to treat lawbreakers, criminals, bad people, whatever term that they want to use, perps, subjects, inmates, prisoners, whatever term they want to use for this, and that there are times when one needs to set aside the rules and, you know, use a good old-fashioned, you know, drubbing in order to solve the problem. You know, perhaps a handcuffed inmate needs to take to trip up a flight of stairs or something like that. Mm-hmm. And that will help, the situation be better. And I think that this is a understood conclusion that a lot of people agree with, that essentially this is corporal punishment, and corporal punishment is acceptable because if you spare the rod, you spoil the child, and that the state is essentially our father, the fatherland, you know, the mother country. These terminologies, the parents should use corporal punishment in order to discipline bad kids, and that's the ideas that you know, are pervasive in this area. So I think that's where it all kind of comes from, and that everybody accepts it as this second set of books that nobody talks about.
Well, I don't like the fact that there's a double standard for law enforcement and not for us.
I agree. David, thanks for the call. I appreciate hearing from you tonight. 855-450-FREE. I share the concerns. I mean, clearly there's one set of rules for them and another for us. Clearly the police get, they get their crimes just completely waived in a lot of cases. Oh, what's that? Police wants to park in a parking space and not pay the meter? No problem. The police can speed? No problem. Just put their lights on. That's fine.
An argument for that, and I'm not saying I support this, but perhaps the way that they see it is, you know, at my job, when I worked at Panera, I got free sandwiches. So when you work for the police department, you get free parking. You know, it's one of the perks that comes with the job. And I'm not saying I support it because it's taxpayer.
No, it's just evidence that there's a second set of rules for them, right? That they are not equal to the rest of us, that they are treated differently and more special.
What's interesting is that they have these red light cameras now that will pick up people that don't come to a full and complete rock back stop at a red light.
Mm-hmm.
And it's crazy, right? Like you can't figure out at a rolling stop whether or not you should be going or not. If you can't figure that out, you shouldn't be driving a car in the first place. But what these cities will do is they're not charging their government employees and government vehicles with these. I mean, you know, who was assigned to vehicle X49J on the day of the 14th? Well, that person needs to get a ticket. No, they take those tickets and they throw them away. And this is just, this is just all the evidence that one needs. That if for whatever reason, city employees, whether they're cops or whatever they are, don't get tickets, red light tickets when they go through the red lights, then, and the rest of us do, show me the city where they're giving these tickets out to these people in these government vehicles, because I'd love to hear about it.
Yeah, well, and also don't forget the police ID cards. I wish I could remember the website. We talked about them once upon a time, where you can go, if you're a police officer, you can go and order cards for you and your family members, and they check you. So you can't just go to the site and, you know, call in an order or put an order form in. If you're going to put an order form in, you have to identify your police department, who your supervisor is, give the phone number, and they will call your supervisor. They will call the office to make sure that you are who you say you are. And if you are, then they'll send you out some cards that basically, you know, have the thin blue line on them or whatever. And there's like some statement there that my dad is a police officer, or, you know, my husband is a police officer. And then you give these out to your family. And the idea is they're supposed to hand them to the police officer that pulls them over. And get out of jail free card.
It's an attempt, you know. It is a please get me out of jail free card. You know,
and I bet you it works more often than not.
Well, I don't support any of that, but I would never be willing to say that all police officers are bad.
I don't believe it.
I have lots of police officers in my family, and you know, I certainly don't like what they do, and I don't necessarily know that much about what they do at work. But I've always known them to be a good person, so I have no reason to believe that they're not.
Yeah, I mean, I have positive relationships with officers who've arrested me. I mean, there's a guy named Kyle Macy here in town, and I was out doing cop blocking a few weeks ago, and he was the guy that arrested me at the Trespass of 12 event back in 2010 when a dozen activists were arrested out of the jail. And he and I have easy conversations. He stayed and chatted with me at in front of Cumberland Farms here in Keene for a half an hour. We were just talking about various different things and issues with noise ordinances and various different subjects, and it was a good conversation. And he asked me why all the other people that are cop blocking are so different than me, and I said, well, it's because they're new. They haven't been doing this for long enough. They don't know who you guys are. They haven't developed those relationships yet. And I was the same way when I moved up here, thinking all police were bad, angry at what they do. And I think that can go away once you actually connect with them as another human being. Yeah. 855-453, the SACL CAI toll-free line. You take control, but if you're in somewhere like New York City or L.A., you don't know who those cops are, and they don't know you. We're coming up. This is Free Talk Live.
Fight back this cold and flu season with the world's best garlic extract, Alli-C. Why Alli-C? Because it helps your body fight viruses, bacteria, and fungi. Alli-C has been scientifically proven in double-blind studies using low doses to greatly reduce the number, severity, and duration of common colds. Alli-C contains 300 milligrams of stabilized allicin, the active ingredient in crushed garlic. Studies show Alli-C is effective against MRSA, bacterial, fungal, and viral infections. One tablet of Alli-C has the equivalent of 40 cloves of garlic. Alli-C supports your body's resistance to all types of conditions and can help lower high blood pressure and high cholesterol. So boost your body's resistance to infection with nature's best garlic extract, Alli-C. For more information and to order Alli-C, call 877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com. That's 1-877-888-7126 or go to garlichealthproducts.com for your Alli-C today.
The worst drought in 50 years continues, and the first 6 months of 2012 marks the hottest half year on record. 78% of the Midwest corn belt is in drought conditions. Not only corn, but soy, alfalfa, fruits, vegetables, and wheat are all impacted, raising prices. The cost to feed livestock is forcing farmers and ranchers out of business, blowing up your food prices. The only strategy to counter this is to freeze your food cost at today's prices by getting your own supply of foods from eFoods Direct now. As the price of raw ingredients increases, eFoods will have to raise prices too. Now is the time to get your supply. I recently increased my supply from eFoods Direct because we've all known this was coming. You know about their delicious long-term storable foods. The fact is, you can eat it any time to save money today. And because it stores for 25 years, you're locking in today's prices and avoiding the rising food cost. Don't wait. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Call 800-409-5633 or eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
What's safer and cheaper than prescription drugs?
Glad you asked.
The answer is Renovation Teas. Herbal remedies are much safer and much cheaper than prescription drugs. Taste great, and most importantly, herbal teas are effective and non-addictive. Renovation Tea is especially unique, and here's why. We spent years researching herbs and their beneficial properties. Renovation Teas uses only 100% organic, fair trade herbs. Our teas are blended towards specific ailments and health conditions, such as diabetes, blood pressure, anxiety, libido, detox, and much more. All Renovation Teas are formulated and hand-filled in Arkansas. Take care of yourself naturally, the way Mother Nature intended. Order Renovation Teas at renovationtea.com or call 870-784-3121. That's 870-784-3121. Renovation Teas. Renovate your health one bag at a time.
Who wants to be disease-free, full of energy, and vibrant health? Two reasons you may feel constantly tired and run down could be that your body's acid level is high and your pH level is low. How does acid enter your body? A cup of coffee, a sandwich, tap water, stress, and cell phones. Plus, your own body produces acid on a regular basis. AlkaVision Plasma pH drops alkalize the water you drink and raise your pH level. They promote more oxygen in your system, higher energy potential, and many other documented health benefits. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops is the least expensive and the best pH level product you can buy. Order AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops for just $29.95 at AlkaVision.com, spelled AlkaVision.com, or call 800-518-7615. That's 800-518-7615. Alkalize your body, supercharge your health with pH Drops from AlkaVision.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in now, 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want, toll-free at 855-453. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Join us online at freetalklive.com. Coming up here, I got a pretty good question on Facebook came in, so we'll share that with you here. It's about the fair tax. 855-453 is the toll-free number, and you can join us over at freetalklive.com. Enjoy the mobile site. For those of you with a smartphone, if you'd like quick access to our live streams, just go to m.freetalklive.com. You'll find the broadband, midband, and narrowband streams there. In addition, a link to our podcast, so you can access our show archives through m.freetalklive.com.
One of the greatest inventions, I believe, of this decade is going to be bitcoins. I think they're going to be the biggest invention of this decade. And you can go find out about bitcoins by going to weusecoins.org. They're an online, peer-to-peer, open-source currency. It's money for the internet. You can send and receive money without having to pay any fees, and that's hugely valuable. You can send them to, is all you need is, frankly, if you go to blockchain.info and get one of their online wallets, you can send money to people's email addresses, to their Facebook accounts, and to cell phones around the world. So you can send money to anybody anywhere without having to pay a fee with bitcoins. It's blockchain.info for the free online wallet, and weusecoins.org in order to find out more.
Yes, indeed. 855-453 to Stephen in Indy, listening to WXNT. Hey, Stephen.
Hey, how you guys doing?
Great.
I want to ask that with your visceral hate for the country, the American people and the police officers that serve it, how come you guys don't renounce your citizenship and just be done with it?
Well, the good news is you don't have to renounce citizenship because there is no such thing.
Really?
You don't
benefit from the laws and the taxes we collect and the services that are provided by the government?
Well, first of all, I'm not interested in the federal government services at all. So personally, I'll secede from the federal government as though I were ever a part of it, which I've never been. But the citizen idea is ridiculous. If you go and look up the definition of citizen, it is basically one who owes a duty of allegiance in return for an obligation of protection. And, you know, that sounds like an okay deal, except it's just not true. The government has no obligation to protect you, and they've said so in no uncertain terms in multiple Supreme Court cases.
But they do, don't they? No, they do, though, don't they?
No, sir.
I mean, nobody's at your house right now robbing it, right? Nobody raped you.
That's not because of the government.
Well, let me...
You know, it's because of the presence of law enforcement everywhere that there's, generally speaking, a safe path for you to your house, to your work, and your wife is safe and sound at home, too.
I think there's some value to what you're saying.
So you're benefiting from that.
Well,
so
now wait.
Why don't you just get away from it and just say, I don't want any more protection and not pay your taxes and let your area become lawless without the protections that Uncle Sam provides you? Why don't you do that?
Now, let me address what you're saying here. So I think there's some value to what you say, that the presence of law enforcement causes a certain level of visceral fear in the lawbreakers, and that some people that might break laws choose not to because they could be caught. However, mm-hmm. I hope that you'll agree with me that I think that the vast majority of crimes aren't committed, like burglaries and things like that, because people are scared of the armed citizenry.
That they don't do it because they are afraid of the armed citizenry?
Right. I live in a town that has no police officers. There are no police officers in the town I live in. And there's very little crime. I suspect one of the reasons that there's very little crime is that this is an extremely well-armed area. And if you...
I would agree.
Okay.
I would agree. The Second Amendment rights that people exert to carry and bear arms is a big deterrent to crime. And when you make laws, it only affects those that actually take the time to do the right thing.
So,
but that's not the case in most areas where, like Chicago, guns are outlawed.
You just contradicted yourself, and it's very important you see this contradiction. These same law enforcement officers that you're crediting with our safety are the same ones that will haul your butt to jail. Listen to me. You're not gonna get my point if you don't listen. Now, they're gonna haul your butt to jail for having a gun because the politicians who claim to be your leaders have said that you're not allowed to have a gun, even though the Second Amendment says that it shall not be infringed. Those same law enforcement officers who are supposedly there to protect you, I say, in fact, they're there to serve the state. But those are the people that are going to take you to jail.
Well, and I'm speaking generally of the United States. You're picking out one specific town.
You picked Chicago. No, you picked Chicago.
Well,
I didn't.
Chicago is against the law to carry guns, and I agree.
Agreed.
You have the right to bear arms.
And wouldn't you say
people bearing arms, the only people out there that are running rampant on you are the criminals. And so who's standing between the Chicago people who should be carrying their own firearms, who can't? Who's standing between them and those criminals? And if you go visit Chicago, you yourself,
I've been there.
Who's protecting you from those gang people?
People who have sworn an oath to protect and uphold the Constitution and don't. Those are the people.
Okay, but you don't like those people. So
I don't dislike those people. I want them to protect.
You have a visceral hate for all law enforcement. Your whole show does.
I don't know. Were you listening earlier? I was saying I have nice conversations with them, and I like them personally around here.
And then you throw them under the bus.
How did I throw them under the bus?
I rarely listen to you, but when I do, all I hear is visceral hate for cops. And, I would tell you that there's 10% of every institution, every walk of life that shouldn't be what they are. There's 10% of Catholic priests that shouldn't be priests.
Stephen, would it surprise you to know that we've actually met a police trainer who says it's the opposite? A police trainer who's now quit his job as a police trainer has said that the reason he quit was because only 10% were decent.
Well, I wish I could agree, but I can't. My wife's been
an officer
for 24 years.
I see. So you're sleeping with one.
And I know probably 500 cops, and they're all God-fearing people who have nothing but the best respect for the law. They don't make the laws. The legislators do. You're right. They serve the state and the people we elect to make those laws. And if we don't like it, we should get the legislators to change the laws. But once they're put in front of us, just like anything else, then we enforce what it is that we're supposed to enforce, because that's what the people who elected them said we should enforce.
Do you believe? Do you believe that cops who do bad things, like, for example, I have some show prep here where a police officer walked into, well, they did a raid and they knocked in the wrong house and they murdered a man who had no drugs on him and nothing in his house. Do you think that there's something wrong with holding those cops accountable?
Well, they should be held accountable, but just like everything else that Internal Affairs investigates, there's more to that story that either you're not telling or it's not in the paper. A cop doesn't.
How is it visceral hatred for the police to talk about these stories? I mean, we're just reporting the news. These cops are the ones breaking into innocent people's homes and killing innocent old ladies.
This happens often enough that some of these stories are definitely true.
It happens thousands of times every year.
Right, it does. There's lots of bad cops, and there's lots of times that they do things wrong. But the only thing ever reported in the news are all the bad stuff, unless there's some heroic action, and then the cop has talked about, oh, they're so great. And I know a lot of great cops, but the reality is most...
How many of those great cops have put peaceful people behind bars?
Well, I guess we'd have to go through the whole trial record to find out whether they're really peaceful.
I bet you
or
plenty
not.
Of them have arrested peaceful people because that's what their job is. And that's not cool,
no,
and they deserve to be called out for it.
Their job is to arrest people who violate the law. And
this is the problem that I have,
and I don't support that.
That's what I think you should do. I think you should join the police department, go to the law enforcement academy, only spend 2 years, and I'll bet you'll have an entirely different view because when you're dealing with a 5% of the population, which is the worst that the population can offer, 95% of your job, 95% of your waking hours, you'll come away with a different attitude. That's why cops have a very short life expectancy. Some of them turn to alcohol, some of them turn to drugs, because you do nothing but be a human garbage disposal.
Maybe it's because they're dealing with arresting peaceful people who've never harmed anyone else, and they can't understand why they're doing that, why they continue to engage in those acts.
Bad people, or maybe they're dealing on your behalf.
I'm sorry, if you're a traffic cop, you're not dealing with scum of the earth all day. You're dealing with normal people who you're aggressing against and pulling over and ruining their day. The average cop is not dealing with scumbags all day long. It's nonsense. You and I both know most of the traffic laws are BS. They're BS. They're fundraising. They're not creating, you're not keeping anybody safe out there.
Then you have to get the legislature to change it.
Great. Get the legislature to change the law. Don't criticize the cops in the meantime. Thanks, Stephen. 855-450-FREE, the SACL CAI toll-free line. I mean, they're not responsible for what they're doing. They're just following orders, right? It's Free Talk Live.
A few months back, our neighbor's house was broken into. They took some cash, some jewelry, you know, stuff that can be replaced. But we needed peace of mind, so we decided to get a security system. Mark's company has Protection One, and they do home security, too, so we figured they'd be perfect for us. Over 1 million people trust them for home security, so they're obviously doing something right. But the best part? There's always a live person when you call Protection One. That's definite peace of mind.
Act now to protect your family. Go to protectionone.com/99 to see how you can get security plus home automation for only $99. That's protectionone.com/99. Or call 855-872-9368 for details. That's 855-872-9368. Protect and connect your home with Protection One. Call 855-872-9368. 855-872-9368.
Preparedness is simple when you have the right stuff. And with the looming threat of economic collapse and possible service interruption, it's time to get the best-in-class preparedness stuff at DisasterStuff.com. DisasterStuff.com has been serving smart preppers for over 15 years with quality products like Berkey water filters. DisasterStuff.com is the official Berkey in-stock shipping center. And as always, free shipping on all Berkey products. Stock up on water barrels and accessories. Get Country Living or Wonder Mill grain mills, Excalibur food dehydrators, Tatler reusable canning lids, Sun Oven solar cookers, EMP bags to protect sensitive electronics, and don't be without your Life Straw personal water filter, all from DisasterStuff.com. Preparedness is simple with the right stuff from DisasterStuff.com. Freedom through self-reliance and personal responsibility.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. GetPreparedExpo.com. Coming November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds, Springfield, Missouri. GetPreparedExpo.com. This year, a whopping 175 seminars and exhibits. With instructors, GCN's Vincent Finelli from USA Prepares. Plus, the freeze-dry guy, Jeff Olson, Dr. Norman Sheely, Matt Stein, Dr. Joel Wallach, Larry Pratt, John Moore, Moore, Lisa Bedford, Marjorie Wildcraft,
and 50 more.
GetPreparedExpo.com. November 3rd and 4th.
Download coupon flyers
and $8 discount coupons at GetPreparedExpo.com. The biggest and best preparedness expo in America. Don't miss GetPreparedExpo.com. Saturday and Sunday, November 3rd and 4th at the Ozark Empire Fairgrounds,
Springfield, Missouri.
If you're not prepared, GetPreparedExpo.com.
The health-restoring product you're about to hear about is not sold in retail stores, so get ready to write down a website. RNA Drops is an amazing, revolutionary product that is bringing thousands relief from stress, anxiety, depression, COPD, arthritis, high blood sugar, cysts, hair loss in men and women, joint and back pain, heart function, blood pressure, digestive conditions, headaches, and much more. Ready for the website? Remember, RNA Drops is not sold locally, and for a very limited time, you can get a free sample through this website, rnafreesample.com. Pay only shipping and handling for a 30-day supply. I'll repeat that. It's rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. RNA Drops are 100% natural, 100% vegan, safe at every level with no known side effects. So go to rnafreesample.com or text RNA to 67076. Restore your equilibrium and experience stress-relieving power with RNA Drops, the chemical-free superfood.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call 1-855-450-FREE. That's 1-855-450-FREE.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything that you want. Toll free, 855-453, Sickle CAI toll free line. Join us on our website at freetalklive.com and enjoy the features that we get to you there. And those features include archives. You can download as many episodes as you would enjoy. You can go to freetalklive.com, grab the last 7 days worth right at the top of the site, and if you would like, you can click into our SoundCloud page, which is on the left-hand side of the site under Listen and Share. Click onto the SoundCloud page to go back for years' worth of archives. Or just go to soundcloud.freetalklive.com. You can find the archives that way as well. It's all free for you. Once again, freetalklive.com. As we continue here, so our last caller suggested that we hate the police. Which
I'm really glad he called in. And the reason is that this has to be the way that Free Talk Live leaves so many people, that believing that we hate the police, we hate authority, we're a bunch of dumb kids. I mean, I'm 42 or 41 or something like that, and I don't feel like a kid, but whatever. You're certainly younger than the average guy on the radio, and that we don't know crap because the world would descend into a anarchic mess without police or whatever. I mean, they have to be left this way, and I get it. The concerns that I have, and I think that that surrounding law enforcement is if you believe in more freedom, smaller government, more personal freedom, human rights, and all these things, generally the institution that opposes you is government, whether it's the United States government or whatever government, some form of state out there. Now, if you believe that the state's depredations are a bad thing, what in whatever way you believe they are, and I would say the vast majority of people listening to me believe that there's some kind of depredations going on from some kind of state somewhere.
That caller sounded like he didn't appreciate gun confiscation very much.
Absolutely. The people who are going to do this stuff are generally the police. I don't appreciate that. How do I support? Please, this is a question. This is not rhetorical. This is a real live question. How do I portray my support for the individuals who are going to perpetrate these things that I consider to be crimes. Crimes committed under the color of law. As far as I'm concerned, every police officer that has ever arrested anyone for possession of a gun that they're going to protect themselves with, that they haven't harmed anyone with, that person, that police officer is a criminal violating the Constitution of the United States. Now, just because there's a law out there that's been passed by politicians and the Supreme Court has said that it's okay, doesn't make it okay. The highest law in the land that a law enforcement officer should be enforcing says that the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. And that doesn't take much. It doesn't take a high school diploma to understand what that means. So, therefore, any of them that go out and do this, and there's lots of crimes where people don't hurt anyone. I'm just using this as an example. So, therefore, how do I show my support? Because I think that person's a good person. Fine. I think that they're just doing their job. I get it. But it's their job I have a problem with. If they were out there just solving murders, grabbing rapists, stopping arsonists,
they'd be heroes.
These would absolutely be the heroes that they signed up to be. And I will tell you, I do believe that there are many people in police departments across the United States who would be willing to throw themselves between me and a bullet.
Mm.
I do. And I really want to make it clear that I appreciate that. However, when they're not throwing themselves between me and a bullet, so far that hasn't happened, thank goodness.
They're throwing bullets into 92-year-old women.
Well, they'll perpetrate 40,000
police
no-knock raids.
Yep.
And when you perpetrate 40,000 no-knock raids, Julia, you've got a story here where an innocent man who had nothing to do with anything had his home broken into and was shot by the police. How many times is this going to happen? If you do 40,000 raids and you have 1% mistakes, and by the way, I would love to have a job where I could only make a mistake 1% of the time, because I'm pretty sure I make mistakes more often than that. But 1% of mistakes means 400 raids. Now, if this is an armed populace, in a country where the right to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed, a lot of people are going to be surprised by these raids. They may very well reach for a gun. If they reach for a gun, they're going to die.
Just like 92-year-old Catherine Johnston did in Atlanta, Georgia, and was shot to death.
Effectively means that these police departments are basically citizen disarming brigades. If you don't disarm, you'll just die. That's all. And I don't know what, I mean, I really don't, I want to like these people. Help me.
I'm sort of going to switch gears a little bit, but I think it's interesting that, and I don't know, I don't remember his name, but who the gentleman who called earlier, I'm sure that he, when he goes out to eat, he has no problem criticizing the waiter or waitress if he got really bad service.
Yeah, good point.
So, I mean, have you ever gotten bad customer service from a police officer? Because I certainly have.
Yeah.
So apparently we're allowed to talk about bad interactions that we have all the time, but we're not supposed to talk about bad customer service that we, and we're forced to pay for it, so it's even worse, because you can choose not to go to that restaurant, but you absolutely have to pay for the police officer whether you like it or not.
Right, and you better like it or else you'll be called unpatriotic.
We're not even allowed to talk about it, otherwise we should just leave the country.
Yeah, that's really, I think you've really broken down how ridiculous his call was. And it came minutes after, moments after we had spent an entire segment of the show. He claimed he was listening tonight. So it came moments after we spent an entire segment, if not more than one segment of the show, talking about how we appreciate a lot of what the police do and that I find them likable folks for the most part here in Keene, New Hampshire. And I have good, positive conversations with them. But I'm a hater.
I mean, I personally, I work a job, I work 40 hours a week, and if I talked, I don't really have customers per se, but I do have to interact with other people in the company, and if I were to act like this, you know, like some of these police officers and step out of line, I would be called on it, because I'm getting paid for it, and if I were to continue this behavior, I would eventually be fired, which is something that we don't really see with police officers.
Very rarely.
And to the caller's point, he said there's about 10% of people in any line of work that shouldn't be there.
Mm-hmm.
And I agree that that's generally true. The problem is that power tends to corrupt. This isn't just a statement. This is a scientifically tested theory. And by theory, I mean, you know, that makes it pretty close to fact. Because it's been tested. The fact is that, you know, they've tested and they've shown through the Stanford Prison Experiments and, you know, all these, you know, many other experiments that have been done, that power does corrupt. And it does attract people that are more easily corruptible.
Yeah,
so I don't know what the percentage of police officers that are corrupt are.
I don't know either.
I'm not going to claim to know. But what I've seen when I see video is I'll see, strangely, when one cop is kicking somebody to sleep, the other cops around him don't grab him and say, "Hey, Jim, settle down."
There's one video where they did, where that one lady cop stopped those cops, and they went after her for it.
Yeah, and they went after her, and they're trying to get her job. I don't know if they've gotten her. But generally, what you'll see is most of the cops join in the kicking. And I don't know why this is. When you seem to have a prone subject on the ground, yeah, he may be talking crap, but a person talking crap isn't throwing punches.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I've seen video after video after video after video. When you do a job like mine where you try to hold the government accountable, that means, sadly, that you're trying to hold police officers accountable. I know they got cool hats, and I go, no, they got pretty uniforms and shiny little badges. And people like that. I get it. But that means that you see these videos on a regular basis. And when I see these, I don't see the police officers jumping out. I don't see the good ones saying, this isn't time to be kicking, to be tasing a handcuffed individual.
Yeah, and I'm not just going to dismiss like our caller did when I gave him an example of the police trainer, Jeff, who we've had on this program, who we've met in person, in real life. He's a real deal police trainer.
Yes, he is.
Who spent, you know, years of his life training recruits. He told us to go to the recruiting class for 2 years or whatever, to the what do they call it? The police explorer? The academy.
Because I'm going to quit my job in radio in order to go do police academy work.
So I'm going to go, instead of doing that, I'm just going to go to the guy who is actually working there for a lifelong career.
Right, I'm going to do my job and
listen to what
on it.
He says. And report that to you, where he says that he's quitting, he has quit, because only 10% of the people that were in his classes he felt should actually be there. That means that 90% of them he thought should not be involved in policing because they were there for the wrong reasons. They had attitudes. They were badge heavies. They wanted
was badge heavies. Right. This isn't a term that I'd ever heard before. He used the term badge heavy.
Well, I think it's important to note that law enforcement over time has changed considerably. So I don't know how old the caller was, but I'm sure when he was a young person, you know, the state was not as big. 30 years ago, I don't know his age, but police officers originally started off as peace officers, and like, let's say there was a drunken public fight, you know, they would separate the fight. Maybe you would spend the evening in a jail cell, but then you get out and that's it. Now the police officers have just become a funding source for the state. If you do something that doesn't harm anybody, they'll throw you in a jail cell and then ruin your life for several years by making you go through the legal process.
855-450-FREE, the toll-free number. You are welcome to share with us your thoughts. Take control of the airwaves. Bring up whatever's on your mind. Hour number three is on the way here. 1-855-450-3733. I've got some stories where the police have shot some more naked people. You want to talk about threats? Naked people? Really? You're afraid of them? It's Free Talk Live. Teaching without preaching the ideals of liberty. To young and old alike, Libertania, The Liberation of Conformia, is a picture book which tells the story of Thomas the Candy Maker and his trip from the free land of Libertania to the statist land of Conformia, where he deals with border crossings, fiat money, business regulations, and corrupt officials. With his civil disobedience and run for office, Conformia will never be the same. Go to Libertania.com to purchase your copy today in print or Kindle format. For a discount code, check out the Libertania Facebook page.
Got vampires, zombies ruining the neighborhood. From weapons expert Larry Correa, a new installment in the New York Times best-selling Monster Hunter series, Monster Hunter Legion. Publishers Weekly says, this lighthearted testosterone soap sequel to 2009's Monster Hunter International will delight fans of action horror with elaborate weaponry, hand-to-hand combat, disgusting monsters, and an endless stream of blood and body parts. Monster Hunter Legion, on sale now wherever books are sold.
Don't throw away leftovers. Instead, throw all your leftovers, vegetable peels, eggshells, coffee grounds, pizza crusts, and more into the Bokashi. If you love to garden and compost but don't like the hassle of turning a compost bin or the smell, then check out the EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics. Finally, a way to recycle all your food and plant waste safely and effectively and stop using fertilizers. The EM Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System. Rather than decomposition, the Bokashi system uses fermentation to break down waste, so it takes less time to create nutrients. Dense humus for crops or gardens with no turning and no obnoxious odors. To learn more and order your Bokashi online, visit Terraganics.com and click on the orange button. That's Terraganics.com, spelled TerraGanix.com, or call 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Recycle all your food wastes in about 6 weeks with the Bokashi Food Waste Recycling System from Terraganics.com. Terraganics, life's getting better.